here at the Q's Directors Conference in Maui, Hawaii. Look who I came across, Stephen Hawkins. How are you, Steve?
Doing great, man. It's great to be here.
Good to be here, too. Yeah. I mean, it's a nice little slice of paradise right outside the door there. And
I couldn't ask for more.
Exactly. Who could? So you're here at the Directors Conference. I mean, what? Just to kind of start things off, what do you want to accomplish here? What's your goal here at this show?
I am really big into governance. We have our board, which is getting a little older now, and we're adopting the principles of governance, trying to be a higher performing board, and we're mentoring and we're bringing a new generation into our credit union as not only members, but we're mentoring folk, millennials, so they can be part of the new and renewed board at AgFed.
Awesome, yeah, because I mean, diversification is a big issue in credit union land and on the boards as well, and so it's really cool that you guys are addressing that issue right now.
There's a new way of looking at diversity when we think about the millennials. The millennials represent the future for this country. Mm-hmm. They are already the major portion of the workforce. They occupy more positions in the workforce than Generation Xers or baby boomers now.
Yeah, no
they
doubt.
Are the future. They will be the market that we will have to tap for the next 40 years in this country. And so we're working with them through the governance mechanisms, through trying to develop a hybrid board, mm-hmm. which is a new way of looking at diversity, where we not only want people who are of different races and ethnic backgrounds, but we also want people who have different professional expertise that they can bring to our board. Mm-hmm. We call it the hybrid board, and that's where we're going. And I'm here because you got DJ Myers and you got a bunch of people here who can teach me how to do that and take the message home and get it done.
Very cool. Let's ask you a couple of specific questions here. Is your succession plan aligned with your credit union strategic goals? I mean, how is that working?
What's going on with our credit union is that we're in the process now of redoing our five-year strategic plan.
Okay.
And we're going to do that in the context of some of the new governance core principles.
Gotcha.
And as we bring those two together, we will have a new strategic plan in the fall of 2017. And we'll just see how well they're aligned at that point.
All right. Let's go to the next one here. Do you have succession plans for others beyond that position?
Well, we have a succession plan for our executives, mm-hmm. our staff at mm-hmm. the credit union, mm-hmm. and we are now developing a succession plan for our board.
Okay.
In the past, we've just been very traditional. We brought new people in through the nominating committee process. But as you well know, you must mentor, you must bring people along all year long. Mm-hmm. You must involve them in your committee structure.
Yep.
They must understand your core values. And so we're bringing people along so they can understand the core values of AgFed, so that when it's time to bring them on or to make them candidates mm-hmm. for the board, mm-hmm. that they're prepared. They understand who we are. They understand what a high-performing board is. They understand mm-hmm. that they're part of a hybrid board and this new look at diversity.
Yeah.
They understand millennials and how we reach out to them digitally. And we'll be fine.
I love the forward thinking here. I love it. So what are the benefits to leadership continuity at your credit union? Who do you work with and why?
Well, the benefits to leadership. Well, we're located in the nation's capital, in the federal triangle of our nation's mm-hmm. capital. And mm-hmm. we serve people who help run this country. And our board is made up of leadership from the Washington, D.C. and the government community. So all of our board members are leaders mm-hmm. in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
And we take them and we bring them in and we really do provide leadership for that community financially. And we're out in the community, so we're doing things socially and we're working with our staff so they can become better professionals and get the training that they need.
Okay.
And so it's sort of a family, if you will, a family of leaders.
Well, we're all in this big family. We're trying to do better and better.
Yes.
And so who are you using in this area to help you out and why?
Well, I'm using people like Les Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using people like Dee Dee Myers, who is here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike was here. He gave a beautiful presentation
mm-hmm.
yesterday
mm-hmm.
on governance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm using the people who are at the tip of the spear in terms of creating higher performing boards.
Very cool. Great message to end on, Stephen. Thank you very much.
It's been a real pleasure, man.
Thanks, dude.
All right.
Well-